episode is sponsored by Personal Revolution Podcast. Have you ever been stuck inside wondering how to take charge of your life? Is there something you want to do but haven't been able to do it yet? In Personal Revolution, best-selling author and life coach Allison Tass helps you to take control of your life with inspiration and humor so that you move from where you are now to where you want to be and have fun doing it. It's like having a personal coach whispering in your ear. This three-month podcast course, along with bonus episodes each month, will help you create a clear vision for what you want out of life, remove the frustrating blocks that are holding you back, develop a detailed action plan that will drive you to where you want to be, and build the network that will create your future. The Personal Revolution Podcast comes with a personal workbook and real-time access to a community of other changemakers working towards their goals with positivity, possibility, and momentum. And for a limited time, all of this is available for you for free. Download the Himalaya app in your app store, look up Personal Revolution, and enter the promo code REVOLUTION at checkout to get your first month absolutely free. If you're ready to go after a better life, you are ready for Personal Revolution.
Take a look at what Personal Revolution is all about. Take a sneak peek at their trailer.
Hi, my name is Allison Task, and I am the host of Personal Revolution. Are you ready to be happy and do that thing you always wanted to do? Well, I am thrilled to announce that I have now made available for free the Personal Revolution podcast course. This course is based on my best-selling book, and it is now yours for free wherever you like to listen to podcasts. It includes 10 original episodes with plenty of never-released-before content, and then it includes a premium version for $4.99 a month. You will get a customized workbook. You'll get access to a private community on Himalaya, and you'll have just-in-time audio drop-ins from me again in the community on Himalaya. Just go to Himalaya.com, look up Personal Revolution, and type in revolution to get your first month for free. I'll look forward to seeing you in the community.
Actually, you're a snitch. This is when you're a snitch. You're a snitch when you do some fucked up shit with somebody else, mm-hmm. and you know you did some fucked up shit, but you rat them out as a way to build yourself up. That's yep. some shit.
Yeah, nine, that's some real bitch shit. Nine,
that's really.
We don't do those.
Really, really some.
To all the snitches.
Back to accountability.
Facts.
Accountability.
How you hold yourself accountable for?
Holding myself accountable is more challenging than holding other people accountable.
Oh yeah,
for me.
Definitely.
So like holding myself accountable has been a real big challenge throughout this quarantine, especially like my crib is just, I love the people I live with.
Oh, dang, I love us.
It's really a vibe. So, like, we'll be up late, or sometimes I'll watch things, or sometimes, like, mm-hmm. so, like, my schedule basically, sometimes, like, I'll plan to do one thing, and then, like, I'll see one of my room housemates, and they'll be like, yo.
It's over.
We'll be doing something else. Like, it just happens like that. Like, we just mesh.
It just happens. So, it's like, am I holding myself accountable for all the things that I want to do? Absolutely not.
Mm-hmm.
But I've tried to hold myself accountable by doing the things like using a whiteboard and using like agenda. What other way I've been holding myself accountable? You guys know I've been trying to drink a gallon of water.
She's been doing it.
Been killing it, man.
Well, her little ginger tea. You better go ahead, Phoebe. What are you talking about, Shamie?
Okay. I've been trying to hold myself accountable for drinking water. So what I've been doing is I actually have a alarm on my phone that rings off 1 o'clock,
that's
5 o'clock.
Crazy.
Water check.
That's how's smart. Your water doing?
But you know, it's making her very accountable. She's that. Becoming more and more accountable of what she should be doing at the time. So even if she trail off for a second, she know.
You didn't, girl. Water
responsibilities.
Responsibilities. It is now 4 p.m. Chug.
Sponsor billeries. Tommy Pickles in his bitch.
I saw Fee chugging the water one time. Girl. Crazy. But that's dope though. That's one of the things that I want to do better too. It's funny you said water for me is food. Because I tend to forget
Dennis
to
is
eat.
Fat.
No,
okay, he's not fat because he will forget to eat. Like sometimes we have to judge. Like, did you eat today? But when he eat, this
it's
man,
over.
What?
I eat.
Big Mama, Big Dennis. Big Mama, call him Big Dene.
Big Dene.
For me,
so Big
let's
Dene.
Go.
So Big Dene.
What up?
So Big Dene.
Yes.
Quick question though, because I don't know. I feel like it was more so an issue when we had to go to work, travel to work.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You feel like it's like you still have trouble like with eating like with your diet, like, and not eating throughout the whole day, and then
oh no,
still with remote, like working remotely?
That's a good question, because that's a really good question. Before, when I was going to work, because I work in the Bronx, it's an hour and like 30 minutes to get there. OD. I know. That's what I do for love. But
you sound like Jamie from the game. The things I do for love.
The things I do for love.
Push the poor kid out the window.
Oh my gosh, Game of Thrones. Stop trying to say. Yo, check out Game of Thrones. It's 2020, not just started.
I'm 100% sure that everybody that's listening to this have watched Game of Thrones. And if you didn't, don't be like Dennis. OD. Go and finish it now.
Big facts. But one of the things that, like, in terms of, like, with the food thing, I was not eating a lot when I was going to work. But now that I'm here, I'm eating. I don't have control of what I'm eating.
Yeah.
Which is the problem. It's just, like, I want to just have more control of, like, how much I'm eating. Because I wake up and eat, but I will not be hungry, but eat because I'm bored. And it's not good. So what I try to do is, like, when I wake up, I'll eat, and then afternoon I try to eat something. In the evening I'll eat, but in the evening that's my biggest problem, because I eat like 12 o'clock at night, and you're supposed to cut off. Like, I think, what time you stop eating?
Well, girl, boy,
be real disciplined.
I try to discipline myself, but sometimes I have inconsistencies too. Mm-hmm. I'm human, and
what happens? You
hungry?
Last week or a week and a half ago, I don't remember. But I told myself that I was gonna stop eat. I was gonna start intermittent fasting, and I was gonna stop eating after 7, which worked out for me. The first 3 to 4 days, actually 3 to 4. I was actually really proud of myself, because
and you should.
That was unfathomable for me.
Yeah.
Like, to not eat past 7, I'm like, bro, I'm going to be hungry.
Mm-hmm.
But it's doable. Definitely 100% doable.
He can do it.
But it is challenging when you have people eating around you.
That's a fact.
The one thing that I would say, though, like, people, you fall out. But the thing is, you just have to just try to pick back up. And you just, if you find yourself not able to pick it back up, you just have to realign yourself with why you're doing it in the first place. What is your goal? What do you really want? Like, do you really want it? Are you eating at the 7 because you just read that it might be good for you to read at the not eat at the 7? Or is it because, like, you genuinely, like, there's something that set off your brain that makes you want it? Like, I want to stop eating past 7 because I watched a whole documentary. Mm. Not the whole thing, but 30 minutes of it.
Stop lying to the people.
30 minutes of a documentary telling me how the health benefits of not eating past 7. Mm. Like, and how, like, a lot of people who it increased the risk of, like, diabetes and high cholesterol and all those things. And my dad had high cholesterol and diabetes, and my dad also died mad young. So I'm like, oh, nah.
So you making that choice for yourself.
Yeah, I've been trying to make those choices, but at the same time, I'm like, girl, I'm high.
It's hard. That's what I'm saying. It's hard. No funny. That ass. Especially if everybody's eating too. Like, the fuck? Every time we go to the kitchen, is somebody's always in the kitchen.
Yeah.
Somebody's always, there's no way you're not going to eat Fee.
Listen, and even if, to be honest, it's not even just on y'all. Like, it comes to a point where I got to just be honest with myself.
Accountability.
Like, I'm, if you ever read Heavy by Keith Slayman, I'm looking at the book. That's why I OD. If you ever read the book Heavy, like, I have a very similar experience, whereas, like, sometimes, like, my eating habits is solely because of, like, my emotional state. Like, I eat when I'm, like, not feeling good. Like, it's just a way, like, I'm bored. You, like, you're bored. Like, it's, like, a coping mechanism. I don't want to deal with myself right now. I'm just, like, trying to shove away stuff, like, stuff my face and bury my feelings or some shit. Not that I'm in my bag about something in particular, but it's just, like, I don't want to just be, like, I just have to.
That's crazy that you mentened that, because I also do that. Like,
you should read that book, bro.
With Heavy. I honestly, the funny thing with the book Heavy, Fee gave me her book Heavy, and then I lost it the same day that she gave me. So I bought one. So we sharing it. So with this, funny you said that, because I used to blame myself I lost my train of thought.
It's okay.
Because when I was bored, I thought that. Yeah, when I'm bored, I usually tend to just want to roll up and smoke weed.
Yeah,
and not necessarily because I want to get high or anything like that. But I'm realizing that, like, I tend to, like, do things that I don't need to do just because I don't want to actively do something that probably maybe I don't need to do anything. Like, maybe I need to lay down and just relax, but I won't do that. I'll just go to something else to make me feel high or make me not think about what is happening in the moment. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah, he talks about that. So even in the book Heavy, like, In the beginning, like in the book, like in the beginning of his life, he was just a fat kid. He was just a chunky kid.
Yeah.
So like a lot of things like he was eating like to the point like he would just eat things just to eat. Like he would pick a piece out the garbage can and eat that shit. Mm. Like because he just like to feed the fuel, like whatever was missing, like the things that he was like not paying attention to.
Mm-hmm.
And then like he gains the addiction like of losing weight, and I actually felt like I was at that point too after a while when I was losing weight, where like he was just over exercising because like I'm stressed, I'm not trying to think about my mom or all the issues I have, I'm gonna go run on it, like to the point where he was like not taking care of herself.
Mm.
So you want to just make sure you're being mindful of those things, man. Like, because some habits that we have, like, we don't know that those things are detrimental to us. Like, I would just sit and watch TV and just stuff my face. Like, or I would come home after work and just eat. Or I would be up all night and I can't go to sleep and I'll just stuff my face.
Yeah.
Like, it's certain things, like, and it's just like, I could understand why I'm doing it, but it wasn't something I could just grasp right away. Oh, I'm eating right now because, like, I have issues. No, I didn't. It's like a pattern you start to realize. Like, yo, I've noticed that lately I've been not on the same diet and I've been really stressed at work and I come home and I just sit on my couch and eat.
Yeah.
Literally, like, you start to realize a pattern and you have to start noticing those patterns about yourself in order to be, like, more reflexive and know how to move forward better, you know?
Yeah, no, I definitely agree with you. I think that the more consistent where we can be with habits that we want for ourselves, the more second nature it will be.
Yeah, definitely.
Like, you probably in a place where because you were so focused on trying to lose weight and being consistent and having, like, your ultimate goal in mind that working out became second nature to you.
So, go ahead. The way I lost weight, I didn't work out. Actually.
That's tough.
Lost weight, it was mostly diet. Like, if you want to lose weight, losing weight is 80% diet, nutrition, and 20% workout.
I didn't know that.
So it's more important to eat healthier. Than to work out. If your goal is to lose weight, that's really important to know. Cutting out those harsh foods. I didn't work out at all. I didn't go to the gym. I really hate the gym. The gym was, especially when I was more heavier, the gym was a place where it's like really intimidating for me. Like I always felt like I was doing things wrong. Yeah. I felt like people was looking at me like, oh man, like chunky. Mm-hmm. Anyway, it's like kind of an embarrassment thing. And I know I'm not the only person that feel that way.
Yeah.
So it was really discouraging. So I didn't really work out to lose weight. I literally just changed my diet. And that's definitely true. Like, the more consistent you are, the more it will become second nature. However, right now, I'm in a spot where I fell back. Like, when we moved into this apartment, I started eating a bunch of things I don't eat no more. Like, even it's down to cereal. Like, I wasn't eating cereal at all. Like, and if I was eating cereal, I was eating, like, things that wasn't really sweet. And, like, I was eating, like, Raisin Bran. Like, I wasn't trying to eat things, like, too sweet.
Yeah, Captain sugar. Crunch.
So now I'm back. Bitches, I got Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
Oh, D. I be wild. It's my fault, low key, because I dead be. I love cereal. It is. Nah, because I grew up with mad cereal.
Me too.
Yeah.
You not the only one. So, I'm seeing them reintegrate my life. Like,
welcome back.
Lucky Charms.
OD.
The marshmallow goodness.
Yeah, that shit tastes dumb good.
Yeah, fact. So I'm just like, yo, like, and you know, Ricardo, he's Haitian. Like, that's
what
I was saying. So he don't really, you know, eat all the traditional American, like, not because he's Haitian, because he's Haitian born.
Yeah.
And so he don't really eat the typical, like, American shit. He don't eat, like, junk food and, like, fried food. Like, so I stopped buying those things because I was eating them by myself.
Yeah.
And I stopped buying them when I was on the diet, so I didn't have it in my face. And then now I'm like, is that Captain Crunch?
But you having more control. You're having control though. But the fact that you're able to recognize when you're falling off track.
Yeah, that's because it's good. Because I don't want to be fat again.
You see, but that's the ultimate goal. You see, like even when she already hit her goal, she still have that goal in mind. It's just like you know you don't want to get to that place again.
Yeah, but the thing is, I can't though. The thing is, Ricardo said it. Like I can't because like.
You think so? Why? Why you say you can't? What makes you get to that place?
Only way I will be fat again is when I get pregnant. If I get pregnant. No, that ass.
True.
Because I cannot get heavy like that again because I literally recognize what I'm doing to myself when I overeat.
Yeah.
Like I don't feel good. I feel heavy. I feel like shit. Like literally when my eating habits are terrible. I feel terrible.
Mm.
Literally, even when I act like oh, I'm all good, like I literally when I'm eating, if I'm eating real terrible, like not to say that I'm doing bad, but I'm not I'm not necessarily where I want to be. Mm. If I'm not eating good, I'm not necessarily where I want to be. Because I know where I want to be, and I want to be in a space where I tell people, I can see myself being a raw vegan. I can see myself, like, really, like, only using natural products and, like, those type of things. But at the same time, I still do certain things because they're convenient. Yeah. And I still do certain things because I'm, like, being lazy. Mm-hmm. But I still eat fish because I'm, like, not trying to, like... But at the same time, I can see myself totally cutting all that shit out. Mm-hmm. But I just got to get into that space, and I just need to build up that... I need to go back. I need to follow my advice. I need to go back and realign why I want to do those things in the first place.
Yeah.
So, like, I can figure out why. Why do I want to be a raw vegan? I want to be a raw vegan because I want to consume the things in my body that are actually healthy nutrients. I don't want to eat any meat products. I want to have a long life. Like, I want to...
I want a long life.
I want a less substantial life, but I don't want to be old.
You don't want to be old? Oh my gosh.
But you know, black don't crack. But facts. I don't want to.
She look like she's 19.
Girl.
She dead do look like she's 19.
Bro, I always ask people just to test it out, like to see if people think I'm older. Some people think I'm older all the time because... I think I might have said it on the podcast earlier, but I've always hung out with people older
than me. Yeah.
So like, I'm so used to being the young person, but a lot of people never get my age spot on unless they are older. Unless they're older, they'll recognize that, okay, obviously you look a little younger. But even some people who are older, when they talk to me, they would not know because of how I articulate myself.
Yeah.
So like, it's really interesting.
Oh, that's dope. That's dope. I really appreciate the fact that, like, one of the reasons why I feel like I'm consistent or working towards being consistent is because of seeing you be consistent. So, like, I think surrounding yourself with people who also have, like my goals as you and trying to, like, better themselves, not necessarily have the same goals, but just in the path better of just trying to better themselves.
That's true.
It helps out a lot. Because I know if I was in a house full of people that were just not doing anything for themselves, I'm also going to fall in that bracket of just not doing anything because you don't see motivation.
That's definitely 100%.
But it's not an excuse either.
Yeah. But it's real. That shit, people could really, like, the lack of resources, like what we were talking about, like, in the black community, like, if you are someone who's always been around people who are doing, like, maybe in gangs or, like, selling weed and things like that, not doing things that were, like, professional, or, like, you know, so, like, making, like, successful, air quotes.
Quote unquote.
Yeah, you know? So, if you never seen anybody doing those things, like, you know what you know. You know it through your experience. Mm-hmm. So, this is your experience. You don't... It's unfathomable for me to be this because I've never seen it happen.
Yeah.
So, like, it becomes that challenge. So, I can understand how people, if you submerge with people who are not doing a bunch of things for themselves, so how you could fall into that trap.
Yeah.
But, and that's really important to surround yourself with people who are pushing you to better yourself. Because I have a friend, we talking about reading a lot, so I'm going to talk about her a little bit. We're talking about reading, and how long I've known Chanel? 2 years now? Like, before the last 2 years I knew her, like, I would tell you that I don't read. It's not that
For real. I would never, that's the thing. I would never have knew that.
I didn't. It's not that I'd be like, I hate reading. I don't read. Yeah. I would just say that. I don't read. And it's not that I would bash people who did read. I'm not going to call you any names for reading. Just read. I just didn't feel comfortable. Like, literally, like, even, like, when I talked about how we're going to talk about why it took so long for our podcast.
Yeah.
Like, throughout my education systems failed the fuck out of me. And not to say that I didn't have some great teachers. I probably did have some great teachers, but the education system really fucked the shit out of me. Like, I went to college. When I got to high school, actually, even before college, that's how I knew my elementary, middle school fucked me over. Wow. When I got to high school, like, my friends, like, they read. Like, I could read, too, but it takes me mad long, and I have to read things 5, 6, 7, 8 times for me to understand it. And it used to fuck with my head. Yeah. It was overwhelming for me to read. Like, reading for a class would be, like, shitty. So, like, sometimes, like, even in Posse, like, when I was, like, starting, even though those books I actually I fell in love with too. That's crazy. The books that I was reading, Dr. Free class, the history class I was taking, I was reading, we read a bunch of like fiction novels in her class, like that was about like historical fiction. And so when reading those things, I started buying like the audiobook so I could just listen to it, like things like that, because I really did not like to read. And it was because I had to read 5-6 times. I didn't feel comfortable. I wasn't confident in myself. And she told me, like, nah, you have to read. Chanel was like, yo, you have to read. Like, not me per se, but, like, people should read. Like, she was just saying it. And, like, she was saying that, and it wasn't like I was, like, anti-reading. It was just like, okay, like, I get what you're saying, but I only really read when I have to for work.
Yeah. When I have that to for same. Work. No funny. Yeah. As a teacher, it's because you're already reading so many fucking essays, texts, articles, and grading people's work.
But you're not growing as a reader. That's what I'm saying. You're not reading anything for you.
That's what I'm saying.
So
yeah.
By then, I started reading. And before, I'm not, for you. Not to say that I didn't read prior to meeting her. Like, I did read books. There were books that I did love. Like, for example, when I was in high school, after high school, one of my teachers that I used to have a big crush on, he recommended me to read Assata Shakur's book, because I was like, I was the student, I was involved with all the theater performances, and I was, my high school did Black history shows, like really big Black history shows, like big ass performances, like with singers, dancers, actors, everything. So like we would sometimes, like a lot of the things that I would do is I would like, do renditions of like different like activist like speeches and things like that, and that helped me understand a lot about different like history. So like one of the speeches that I did for a Black history show was something that was written by Assata Shakur. So I was having a conversation with that teacher about Assata Shakur. If you don't know Assata Shakur was someone who was like a part of the liberation movement and Black Panthers for a brief period. And she was someone who got indicted and convicted for killing a police officer.
Shout out to Assata.
And she got tried. She went to jail for it, and she was about to get life. And I don't know if she did it or not. But all I know is there was abuse from the police, and they killed her friend in that same incident. Everything.
Wow.
Yeah. So she went to jail. And she escaped. She left. She escaped jail. And she's now in Cuba.
wait. This is the girl when we went to camp. Is this the same girl you were talking about? She wrote her book. Now she wrote a book from Cuba.
I don't know if she wrote her autobiography from Cuba, but she has an autobiography.
Yeah, I think we spoke about.
So that book, that's one of like, I would say after high school, that one of the only books that I've actually started from front to finish. Like, yeah. Because I actually like, I'm like, this bitch is badass. Yeah. I fuck with her. Yeah. Fuck the police. Fuck these pigs. I'm going to fuck Cuba. By the way, Cuba is, you know, Cuba. Cuba, communist, you can't get to Cuba. Well, yeah. Now you can get to Cuba. But back then, you couldn't get to Cuba from America.
Yeah.
So, like, this bitch escaped prison and made it to fucking Cuba. That bitch is
determination.
A bad.
That ass.
So, I was, yeah. So, she was, that was, that. After I read that book, I was like, oh, I do like books. But it's not that I like books, but I like to learn, and especially about history. So me learning about reading her perspective, it was great, especially as a Black girl, to read like, okay, like Black girls are badass too. And like, we're smart and we are full of potential and we're great. And there's going to be people who try to bring us down, but we're fucking awesome. Badass bitches.
That's funny you said that. Yeah. It's really funny you say that, because remember when I was telling you about like me wanting to get into books and reading, and then like me, I always want to read because I want to grow. So I try to grow in every area all the time at the same time. Yeah. So, but one thing that I think the reason why I'm actually consistent with this book is because I like it. And I'm actually getting something for me.
Yeah.
I'm reading a book that I want to use to better myself. Yes. And I've been using it to like think about situations that I might potentially go through or situations that I went through and not having a mindset of like how I should have handled it.
Yeah, and so, it helps you be reflexive and heal from the like past previous traumas.
Yeah.
It's real. And that's why my friend Chanel, that's why, and this is why I love this bitch. Like 100%, because like then she told me that, and then she would tell me books. Oh, I read this, you tried this. Post-traumatic slave syndrome. She told me about that book.
Yeah.
So like there's certain books I'm reading and I'm like, yo, like I'm reading a book, and then every conversation that I hear, I hear something related to the book. I'm like, yo, this is actually related to the book that I'm reading because or like I'm reading a fiction text and I'm like, yo, this shit is crazy because I that was or like I was reading Kindred. Kindred is a book. You ever read Kindred?
No.
Oh my god, it's a sci-fi. Mm-hmm. So it's like scientific fiction. So basically, it's about a black woman. She's how old is she? I think she's in her 30s and. Mm. She's in her living room with her nigga. Like, they just moved into this apartment. I think they just moved into the house or they're unpacking something. And all of a sudden, she just, like, disappears. Right? She disappears and she sees water, right? She sees water and a boy is drowning. She goes, saves the
boy.
She
dreaming or she just...
Bro, she's actually there. She's actually where this boy is. This comes to find out, like I said, it's sci-fi. So, like, it's like she went back in time.
Yeah.
She went back in time. Every time this boy is somebody, her ancestor, like one of her old, like, people in her family, like, he was a white boy. She saved him. And then, like, she noticed because this keeps on happening. And her boyfriend, like, she disappears. Like, sometimes she's gone for a minute or sometimes she's gone for, like, 7 days.
But and he would realize that she's gone?
But, like, she'll be gone for a minute for mm-hmm. him. But she'll be going in her time 7 days.
Yes, I see what you're saying.
So she's over there with the white boy for like 7 days, mm-hmm. but then she'll come back and he's like, yo, what the fuck happened? But she's only going for a second in her actual time. So like, then good, after the good. Second time this happens to her, mm-hmm. she realized this boy, only time she comes when it goes into his world is when he's in trouble. She then starts to find out more information. She finds out that this white boy is her... basically, like her great 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 grandfather, and he raped her great 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 grandma. Yeah, so that's So she will go back into his time, and she'll be sometimes there for like years.
That just gave me
and
mad chills.
Too. That just gave me mad chills. Too, so it was like during slavery time. Yeah. So like, sometimes actually it wasn't during all of like it would be during different time periods.
Yeah.
So like, she won't always come into his life when he was like a little boy. Mm-hmm. So she came into his life when he was a little boy. She saved him from drowning, and then like a few years later, like when he was like a teenager,
wow.
she saved him from getting beat up, and then she saved him from his father. Like certain, it was a bunch of things.
And
like
the crazy thing is even. Like, even thinking, listening to the little boy's story in terms mm-hmm. of, like, the things that he went through, it makes sense on why he did what... It's not right for what he did, but it makes sense because he did.
Yeah, because, like, even when she went there, she met him when he was a small boy.
Yeah.
But then she learned later that was going to be her grandfather, and she realized, like, okay, he's going to rape her, but I can't kill him, or I wouldn't even be here, you know?
Damn, so, that's some fucked up shit.
Yes, yes, like, yes. So, like, but the thing is, you're exactly 100% accurate, because, like, before, when he was a boy, he was innocent little boy, and, like, she would help him and shit, but his father was the one who was crazy, like, and, trauma, like, yeah, man. And, like, she couldn't even, like... Like, she was dead ass a slave in her great, like, she was dead ass, she had to be a slave for a few days, like, and, like, yeah, it was crazy. You should read that book.
What's the name of the book for the
it's
people?
It's called Kindred by Octavia Kendrick. Butler. She's a really phenomenal writer, and I recommend it. But I'm reading these type of books, and I'm like, yo, this shit is, it helps you think about other things. It helps you.
That's funny you say that.
Be more creative.
I literally was about to talk about that, because, like, me, one of the things I complain about is just not being exposed to a lot of things in the world as a growing up.
Reading books.
But reading books, yo, no funny, like, mm-hmm. when, even, like, the one chapter that I read from Heavy, I resonated with his story so much. I'm like, yo, shit, that's something else. That's another story now I can tell somebody else. Like, hey, this is somebody, another perspective that I learned. Mm-hmm. So it's just like reading books also can give you a lot of perspective on different things in the world. So try to use that this time during this whole corona situation and quarantine to try to find things that you want to do for yourself.
Yeah. And one thing I tell my students, and I tell anybody that haven't picked up a book in years and be like, oh, I don't like reading, da da da, or I don't care for reading, is one thing I tell them is not only do you gain perspective, but you also like just you gain perspective and you also start to feel more confident in yourself. Nice. And I articulate myself better now that I'm reading, because like I know different words. I'm looking at more words when I'm reading. I'm also mm-hmm. Just see how other people articulate themselves. So it's just really helpful to help you be able to like share your own story too as well and share your own perspective. That's why it's really important to read. But it's also important to hold yourself create to help keep yourself accountable to maintaining those goals. Because at the end of the day, the only thing that matters is your personal growth and how you feel about yourself.
Big facts.
So you want to make sure that you're doing all those things that you love to make sure that you're filling your bucket.
100% agree. That's 100% agree. So let's wrap this up. Mm-hmm. It was great just sharing ways that we can hold ourselves accountable and ways that maybe our friends can hold us accountable too by just them doing what they got to do for themselves.
Yeah, them doing what they have to do for themselves. Literally, just motivation.
Literally, like, that ass.
That, and also, like, just even, like, saying, like, you know your friend. Like, I know that Dennis is the type of person that... What's an example? Because I know a few. I know that Dennis is the type of person that...
I wake up early.
You wake up early, yes. I'm trying to think of something that, like, I will hold you accountable for.
Like, oh, that thing you said, like, when you was really great advice, not spending eight hours on one thing, just trying to find a balance. Because I did complain to you that I was not showing love to everything I love doing.
Yeah, just showing balance. And also, just basically, if you know your friend, or your family, whoever you want, you're trying to hold accountable.
Yeah.
You know that person, and you know what they value. You know what they love. You know them. If you know their values and you see that they're not aligning to their values or they're not aligning to their own goals, you could be like, hey, yo, bro, are you sure this is what you want to do? Facts. Like, it's, for example, like some of my friends, like, they don't drink. Like, I'm going to be like, if they try to take a shot, or if I'm pouring shots for everybody, I'm like, you want to drink? I'm not going to just pour them a shot and give it to them.
Drink.
Nah. I'm not going to, even if my friend pour her own shot, I'm not going to be like, yo, you drink? I'm like, yo, you sure?
Yeah.
Because, like, I check up and I know, I look at patterns and I see my friends, and like, you know how your friends usually show up. You should always question, make sure you checking up on your strong friends too.
Facts.
Because I may be acting like I'm strong.
She's hearing it. No, funny, it's really like that. Because people really be fronting, and I think I see why they front, because the world is hurtful. The world is so mean.
Yeah,
so
the
some
world
people
is
be
really
faking
mean,
it.
But there's definitely people out there who are willing to hear you.
Facts.
There are people
Facts.
Out there. I'm out here. Please reach out.
Yes.
718. I'm not going to give you my whole number.
Oh, geez. I was just like, she's about to give. But if you have any, let us know how do you feel about, like, let us know, not how you feel, but let us know how you holding yourself accountable, how you being consistent with any daily routines that you're doing. You can follow us on our Instagram @ Tell us your Instagram.
@born_fee. Follow me. @born_fee. Follow
facts,
me.
Facts.
What about yours then?
What was that? What is that word you like doing? You like.
Okay.
What is
I'm going to do the whole thing.
Okay. Facts. Do it again.
All right,
guys. What is your Instagram?
Hi, everyone. My name is @born_fee on Instagram.
Sexy, all right, I can't even do it like her. No, funny, that's all I hear all day.
I'm not gonna hold you. At first, it used to sound like, because it was ugly, because, you know, it wasn't natural, because I got that from Megs. But then I kept on practicing. I'm like, and then it started, getting cute, you know.
Yeah, so, she is nuts. Let us know. Thank you for listening to us today.